I never seen another prayer card like this. I developed out of my years of prayer, trying to not miss a day of prayer. I print all the days of the year, and on the back, when you pray for us, draw a line through that date or circle it. And draw a circle, looks like a chain across there or a rope, and pray for us daily. Pray for us daily. Then, would you pass these out? These are just plain 4x6 cards. That's how I started. I thought I should be praying for all my people every day. And I've got about 150 people working full-time, well, more or less full-time with me and traveling, working affairs. I thought, as founder and director, I ought to be praying for everybody every day. So I bought a bunch of 4x6 cards, and I wrote the name of each family on each card. And then on the back, well, it's actually on the front, there's 14 lines on a 4x6 card. I put I put January in the first line, February, and then I put the date. Each day I pray, I put it down. And I tried to be faithful. I tried to be faithful. Never, 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 never miss a day in praying every day for all my people. And I would like you to take the blank card and put the pastor's name on it. And why don't we put the President of the United States on there? I think he's a born-again Christian. I hope he is. But we ought to be praying for our pastor every day. Maybe we ought to pray for a president. Put your family on there and pray for them every day. And then your missionaries. And then I thought as a pastor, the pastor should be praying for every family every day. You ought to be praying for the family, every family in the church every day. And take that blank card and write on the back the name of the pastor, maybe the president, and all your missionaries and every family. And every day, take that card and say, Lord, I lift thee up. I pray for him by name. I'm praying for about 400 people every day. And plus the whole, I pray for all my supporting churches every day. I've got other things. Every time I need to meet a new missionary, I take his prayer card and put it on the back and I pray for him every day. I've gone to the printer and I have playing cards. I just don't have enough of them now. I have playing cards printed all the dates on the back. Folks, I think that one of the greatest things we could do would be faithful in prayer. If America goes down the tubes, it's not because of the bad people. It's because us who know the Lord haven't done our part. And I bet we haven't prayed as much as we should. In the last days, we become lukewarm. And boy, God help us. God help us. The greatest compliment you could ever get from the Lord would be say, you're faithful in praying for your people. And I'd like you to hear that from the Lord. You've been faithful. And so I have this card with this kind of, I'm getting more printed, but that's why I bought playing cards to hand out. And you can use that and put on the back all your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters and all the missionaries and be faithful in prayer. Be faithful in prayer. Maybe that's part of the reason that God has blessed so much. I was born on a farm in Minnesota, grew up on a farm in Michigan. I grew up milking cows and driving a team of horses, walked to a one-room grade school for 8 years. We didn't have electric. When I was a kid, I didn't have any inside plumbing. That was all different back in those days. And I grew up in that and went, my sister got saved first, and then she prayed for me to get saved, and I thought she was so nuts. You know, she's working at Bendix Aviation Corporation. We live in Michigan, but worked at Bendix Aviation. She noticed one of the ladies, when she came to work, she always dressed like a lady. She didn't cuss or swear or tell dirty stories. My sister said, what's wrong with you? And she led my sister to Christ. And my sister spent 30 years in the Philippines as a Wycliffe Bible translator, two single girls. She never got married. She still lives on one of the farms up in Michigan. The other day, she's underneath one of the tractors working on it. She's 81 years of age, still working on the tractor, doing everything, growing a big garden can, doing everything. But I thought she's crazy. She got saved. She prayed for me, and I went off to Michigan State College and said, everybody, pray for Jim. He's a troublemaker. He's going off away from home with big trouble. And God put me in a room with two Baptist boys. I didn't pick my room. I was assigned a room and put in a room with two Baptist boys. Praise God, they were faithful. They led me to Christ November 14th, 49. Thought I'd always be a farmer, and after I graduated, I have a degree in farm management, then the Air Force, and farm in Illinois, and God called me to preach. That's the whole story. And I became a pastor in Indiana. And that was 50-some years ago, a pastor 25 years, and the county fair came to town. I always used to go showing beef and dairy cattle all the years that I could. I was on a farm. I showed beef and dairy cattle at the fairs. Always wanted a grand champion. Never got one. I got some blue ribbons, never got the grand champion. And I became a pastor. I said, we ought to go and show Christ. He's the grand champion in every department. There's nobody compared. Nobody can compare with him on salvation or as a friend. Or whatever. He's the best in every area, every department. I wish you could fall in love with him more and more. I wish you loved him more than you do. God help us. God help us. God help us. when the county fair came around and said, I'll go to the fair and show Christ, he's the grand champion. Didn't know how to do it. Tried music, tried films, tried different things. But finally, met a man in Ohio. He said, well, he was asked, how do you do it? He said, make a box and put square. Put a sign on the box. Where will you be when you look like this? And I said, what do you put in the box? He said, put a skull in the box. I said, I only got one. He said, find somebody's got two. I found a man had another skull, a spare skull. I put it in the box. I went to the fair and set that on a table. And I had a tent there. And people go, hey, come over here and look in the box. Where will you be when you look like this? Are you 50, 75, or 100% sure you're going to be in heaven? If you're not sure, let me show you the Bible. The Bible says you may know you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. Let me show it to you. You ever see it? I'll show it to you. One of the first ones that led the Lord was a 16-year-old boy. After the fair, able to see his whole family come to Christ. He's a Baptist preacher today, doing the work of God. Glory to God. That's what I was looking for. See people get saved and go on with the Lord. And did our county, another county, another county, another county. And then people said, why don't we do the Indiana State Fair? I said, because it's 100 miles from us. I said, that's not far. I found out if you love somebody, 100 miles is not far. And we've been, this last August, I was there one day, the Indiana State Fair, our 40th year. We've been there 40 years without missing a year, Indiana State Fair. 20-some years ago, I don't know which year it was now, when my wife was alive, I could ask her anything. But now she's gone, and I can't remember that stuff myself. But 20-some years, I started Amazing Grace Fishing, tried to cover the whole nation. We're in 45 of the 50 state fairs. The only reason we're not in all 50 is because five we can't get in. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, South Carolina. Wish you'd pray we'd get in those five. We're in all 45 others trying to get those five. Pray God will open those doors. That's when you put down your prayer list on the back of that blank card there. For those five state fairs, God knows that California, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, South Carolina. We're trying to get in there. We're close today. Arizona State Fair closes today. We're out there. We've got crew out there. Started out, my wife and I, we now have about 150 people on the road. We don't pay anybody, but boy, we got a retirement program. It's out of this world. I got to shut up. We don't want to run through these things here. Let's see how this goes. Maybe we have the lights. Proverbs 11:30. I hope you know that verse. He that winneth souls is wise. Fruit of the righteous tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. We're a legal nonprofit corporation. And I saw this morning. I didn't know what to do. It's just about 3 years ago, my wife finished her work and went to glory. And let me say, if you still got your mate, be good to one another. We were married 52 years, and it's not easy. I don't know. I don't cook nothing, but the only thing I do is heat water for in the microwave for coffee. That's the only thing I do. But anyway, boy, I sure miss her. Pray for myself. Our headquarters now up on the Tennessee River. I'm only there a couple, 3 weeks out of the year. I'm usually on the road all the time. That's where our headquarters is up there. We got office help up there. We need more office help. Our work keeps growing, growing, growing. Here's some of our folks. Three things God does not know. You open doors and another one. Where will you be when you look like this? A skull box there. And this is a typical booth at a typical fair. And some of our typical workers. Praise the Lord. Where will you be when you look like this? And on the skull box. That works. Flea markets, farm shows, horse show. We just this week, we finished the National FFA Convention up in Indianapolis. Praise God. Praise God. Here's a, might be Indiana, might be Florida. A 20 by 20 tent. You say, but how many of those who get saved at the fair are really saved? I don't know. But if only one got saved, it'd be worth it because one's worth the whole world. And if it was my soul got saved, I'd be glad for it. And we got a lot of stories and testimonies of people we know they got saved. I've got men that are preachers around the world, missionaries that have been saved at the fair. But a lot of people criticize. Like we just, the Arizona State Fair, they called about the middle of the fair. We had 140, we run about 12 a day. And we're probably open 15, 20 hours a day. Depends how many hours it is. We only have about one an hour. Hard to know. Some fairs are higher, better than others. Some are lower, whatever. We try our best. God knows. We try our best. We're not after numbers, but we're going to try and reach as many as we can. One soul is worth it all. Here is a man back there talking to a couple boys probably there. I can't tell if that one's a boy or a girl. Might be a girl, but it doesn't matter. You can do this. You can win souls. God has to do it. God has to bring them in. God has to make them willing to sit down. God has to open the heart. God does it. And He uses people who are not perfect to do it. If you're not perfect, you're qualified to work. Praise the Lord. Here's a question on the back or get their attention. What's bigger than God, worse than the devil? The dead eat and we die. Simple answer is nothing. These are curiosity items to catch fish, get people to stop, try to talk to them about their soul. That's what that's for. See, three things found in hell. Look at this. Luke 16, the man was in pain. He said, I remember. And he prayed. He prayed, but it didn't get him out. There is a hell. And I wouldn't want to bet my soul that there isn't somebody in this room who's lost and going to hell. Are you saved? Are you sure you're saved? Does your life show it? You know, according to the Word of God. God help us. God, everybody in the world is headed for hell unless we reach him for Christ. Three things God cannot do. This is the one I really like. You open the first door, it says God cannot lie. Second, God cannot change. Third door, God cannot let anybody in heaven unless you're born again. That's what the Bible says. Here's, I think it's Orlando, not sure. And just fishing for the souls of men. The center door is open and has the word Christ on it. Church membership is not the door to heaven. Neither is baptism or good works or ten. Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I'd like to ask you a question. Are you saved? Do you know it for sure? How do you know that? God help us. God help us. God help us. Here's another fair. Can't remember which one it is, but it doesn't matter. God help us. The man in the maroon there is one of our men from up in New England, doing a great job. God bless, God bless, God bless. You say, I wish there was something I can do for the Lord. Could you stand at the fair and hand out tracts? You say, I couldn't lead anybody to the Lord. Well, you could learn. But even if you didn't, you could hand out tracts. Couldn't you invite people in? Hey, come over and look at this. You could do that, couldn't you? Praise the Lord. True or false question, push the button to go through that. Just these are things, see what is impossible for God to do. Have in there, it is impossible for God to lie. That's what the Bible says. These are things that work. This is fish bait. This is how we catch fish. See, three things that never change. The wages of sin is death. That doesn't change. The gift of God's eternal life. That doesn't change. Those are things that work. Presenting Jesus. The video, okay, but we've not found good results. We've not had as good results of that as these other items. Howard Butzer, one of our workers in the back. Great, 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 great soul winner. He's worked with children all his life. He's a good man. And I trust that he'll do a good job. Will you pray that we'll get real converts? That's a concern. We're running somewhere around 20, 25,000 a year for salvation. When people see that number, boy, they say, well, that must not be real. We were on 100, 200 at the fair. We're doing somewhere 300 and maybe 350 fairs this year. We have a book. There's 4,500 fairs in America. We're not doing one-tenth of them yet and running over 20,000 for salvation. Just think, if we were in all 4,500 fairs, we'd have 10 times the converts. We'd probably be running 250,000 a year. Pray for workers. We've got about 100. I'm praying for 1,000 workers in Amazing Grace Mission. We don't pay our workers. They live by faith. But boy, they're dedicated. We got Lloyd and Lillian Kane. He's 88 and she's 89. Still going to fair. Still winning souls. And that just boggles my mind. Would you pray for 1,000 workers for Amazing Grace? We got 10 times the fairs to do. And now it's beginning to open up around the world. We're working in Australia, Mexico, Canada, and look, this is still October. Next month, my son's going to Africa. We've got a Tennessee Temple graduate over there in Africa, and we're working on him to be the Africa director and spread this thing. I think wherever there's a marketplace, there's an opportunity to go soul winning. And I think it seems to be working anywhere we go in the world. I don't know where this thing is going, but we're trying. But these made up men like that, living by faith, trusting God, supplying their needs. Well, we always enjoy to see the leaves change and how we all enjoy it when a person's life changes. Isn't that true? That life changes. Here's another one of our ladies working with some children. Pray God will open hearts. Pray souls will be saved. It works. Glory to God. God is precious. Here's a man. He's 88 now and she's 89. The man in the center and the man and the lady in the blue. and McDermott on the right there. Folks, you could be involved. According to your faith, you had more faith. If you know what? Let's realize, one soul is worth more than the whole world. If you work all your lifetime and make $1 million, that's something. But if you win one boy or girl or man or woman to Christ, you've done something that's worth more than $1 million. Why don't we concentrate on the most important thing on earth? Souls. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. For what shall it profit man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It tells us one soul is worth more than the whole world. The most important thing you can do. More important than a spy. Maybe you say, I'd like to be the president of the United States. God bless you. But you know what? Winning a soul is worth more than that. Boys and girls can be saved. It's interesting to ask people, what age were you when you got saved? God can save any age. God help us. God help us. God help us. This is out in Iowa. Man in red and his wife here on the left there from out in Iowa. We have Amazing Grace Mission is the name of our mission, but we also have Farmers for Christ. I found when I went to the fair as a pastor, I put my church name up. It seemed like it would turn some people away. So I worked the fairs around 20 years as a pastor. We come up with the word fair fellowship. We are fair fellowship. My thought, let's first win them to Christ and then try to give them to our church or some other church. Fair fellowship didn't scare anybody away. It spoke of the fellowship that we as believers had with other Christians. Didn't scare the sinner away. I hope the Lord led me when I started this, set out to cover the whole nation. I thought so much of that hymn, Amazing Grace. And we named our mission, Amazing Grace Mission. But when we go to the fair, I mean, when we go to the farm, we do all kinds of farms. We do national farm shows in America. Big, big shows. Have the sign up, Farmers for Christ International. Seems to work. What's in the name? God help us. God help us. There's a lady on the left. Looks like trying to talk to that lady on the right. I'm not sure there. Here's a boy I led in the Lord when he was 16. Whole family got saved. Now he's married, has a family, and he's pastor of that church now up in Indiana. One of the first couples to join me full time, she's gone on to be with the Lord here a couple, 3 years ago. He was just a factory worker, ordinary man, but loved the Lord. Great, great soul winners. You know what I think it was a key? They loved the Lord. Oh, how they loved the Lord. And I wonder if I loved the Lord more, would I maybe do more for Him? The Bible says in the last days, the church will become lukewarm. What's your temperature this morning? Oh, I'm not cold. I'm not cold for Jesus. Are you hot? Oh, don't know if I'm hot. Probably in the middle. May the Lord start a fire in our heart. God help us. I bet if you loved the Lord more, you'd read the Bible more. Boy, there's a lot can be said about that. Praise the Lord. Precious, precious little girl come in and had a pet pig and led her to Christ. Oh, bless the Lord. Here's a couple. God bless them. I'll let them to Christ. They live over in Tampa. So precious. I started out living in a van. I had an old blue van. I lived and slept in that. And I led these people to the Lord 20-some years ago. Indiana State Fair. No, Florida State Fair. God put it on their heart to buy me a motorhome. They bought me a motorhome and gave it to me. That was my first motorhome. This is my third or fourth one I got now. But people who love the Lord, boy, how they love the Lord. They still love them. God bless them. No doubt about their salvation. Glory to God. Well, the little girl can't read. We give her a track. But maybe mommy or daddy will read it. We don't know. God help us. God help us. Jesus said, come unto me, all your labor in heaven, I'll give you rest. Jesus is a shepherd. Great shepherd. Great shepherd. The man on the left, him and his wife did the... we have Bible lessons by mail. We go to the mailbox. Oftentimes, there's 100 lessons there waiting to be graded. Got to be addressed, graded, send out another one. And he went on to be the Lord, and she's over 80 now. And she says, I've got to give it up. And we're working on trying to get another couple to take over the Bible course. It's small. It's small, but it's still big. Imagine going there, there's 100 lessons that have to be graded, address them, send it out. God help us. God help us. Indiana State Fair, Muslims. Going through their prayer ritual. God help us. God help us. Another man. That's a motorhome that was given to me. Another man serving the Lord. People can get hurt at the fair. People can even die at the fair. God help us. God help us. precious souls. I wish I could tell you. I wish I knew the rest of the story in all these converts. God, get to heaven, we'll find out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some exhibitors have been able to lead the Lord at the fairs. Precious souls that we can try to win. All glory to God. Say, I look younger there, don't I? I just read in the newspaper how to tell you're getting too old to trick or treat. When you knock at the door and say, take off your mask, I'll give you some candy, and you don't have a mask on, you know you get too old. Oh, precious, precious, precious souls trying to reach in for Christ. Lord, Lord, help us. Hey, we need somebody to sit in a chair back there and talk with people. Will you do that? Will you do that? Would you come and help us? Oh, there's so much. And flea markets. I got some churches are doing flea markets every Saturday. Win souls, getting them in the church. It can be done. It takes work. It takes effort. God help us. Throw out the lifeline. That's what Jesus said. Remember that old hymn? Throw out the lifeline across the dark wave. There's a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother. Well, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline his peril to share? Throw out the lifeline. That's what we do when we give out a tract. Throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. Praise the Lord. Can we have the lights back on? When I was a pastor, I picked up a book one time that changed my life. Missionary biographies. I got two missionary biography books. I got 20 stories in each one. The story that changed my life is the story of William Carey. William Carey lived 200 years ago. He's a pastor in England. He went to India. He's called the father of modern missions. One of the greatest missionaries. He was just a pastor. Went to India and did a super job for God. William Carey, 200 years ago, said something that changed my life 20-some years ago. He said, we should expect great things from God. And we should attempt great things for God. I was a pastor. That grabbed my heart. I saw it was working in Indiana. We were doing, I don't know, maybe a dozen fairs in Indiana. I was a pastor in Indiana. The Lord said, why don't you try to cover the whole nation? I said, well, I don't know. That's a big try. That's a big thing to try, cover the whole nation. And I read William Carey. He said, we should expect great things from God. We should attempt great things for God. And I said, okay, I'll attempt it. I'll try it. I organized Amazing Grace Mission, Legal Corporation, Board of Independent Baptist Preachers, and started out. Who would ever thought that me, just a farm boy, we're now working all 50 states. We're only doing 45 of the state fairs this year. We're trying to get the other five. You know, maybe... We'll not, in here is the stories of greatness. C.I. Schofield, James Hudson Taylor, my favorite. C.T. Studd. Oh, C.T. Studd. What a man of God. What a man of historian. Edna Judson, Sankey. Over here, Booth, Finney, Moody, Mueller, Rice, Riley, Spurgeon, Torrey, John. Stories of about 40 different missionaries in these two books. There's 40 stories. You'll meet these people when you get to heaven. The next best thing to do is meet them now. About 10 pages tells their life story. Read their life story and ask yourself, Lord, these men did great things. Why don't you do great things? You got a great God. You got a great salvation. You got a great book. Why don't you do more for the Lord? I was reading one of these books, the story of William Carey. I was a pastor. And I resigned to cover the whole nation. God is blessed. I don't know where the thing's going. It looks like it's going to spread around the world. I got 150 people working for me. We don't pay anybody. We're looking for 1,000 people. We're doing less than 1/10 of the fairs. There's so much to be done. We got quite a few more fairs that start this week. But we got Arizona State Fair closes today. Also, Pensacola, Florida State Fair, Pensacola Interstate Fair closes today. And going on, I think there's three fairs that go on here yet. Louisiana State Fair closes on the 13th of November. It's on now. And Coastal Carolina, Atlanta, South Carolina goes on. And opening this week, Jacksonville, Florida, DeLand, Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, Cocoa, Florida, Dothan, Alabama, Louisville, Kentucky, North American International Livestock. Boy, I'd love to be there. That'd be great. I like livestock. But anyway, those fairs opening up. When people come in, we do our best to try to win them to Christ. And you probably heard some of these, but I'm impressed. A 13-year-old Vero Beach. I think I learned something. I could never learn it by myself. I think it's easier for me to be taught this, not to learn it by myself. I guess I just needed that push. Thank you. We need to be a little bit pushy for Jesus' sake. You ever pick apples? I found out if you can't get that apple off the tree and you force it off, it's not ready. When it's ready, a little tug, it'll come off. And I think souls are that way. You tug and see if they're ready, see if they're ready. Stephen was 14. I'll never forget this boy. Stephen, what a great boy. Oklahoma State Fair. I love that out there. I'm glad I got saved because now I know I'm going to heaven. But before I go, I'm going to work for him. That's a good sign, isn't it? I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I know some of these boys, some of these people are going to end up being a missionary. Richard, 15, Illinois State Fair. I'm glad that Jesus finally came into my heart. I've been battling with this for years. Maybe you've been battling with this thing of salvation. You're not sure. You're not sure. You're not sure. Boy, today would be a good day to get that thing settled. Cynthia was 33, Apopka, Florida. I asked God to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I have searched for him. Tonight I found him. Are you searching for him? He's out there. He's waiting. He wants to help you. Oh, that you might give your heart and life to him. He's real. Praise God. He's real. I want to close with one verse. A verse that you should have memorized. I think I can say it. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God and not your own? Therefore, glorify God in your body. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You belong to God. He bought you. You're not your own. Take time. Spend time with the Lord in Bible reading and prayer. I hope you read your Bible through every year. I got some Bible reading schedules out there. But about 6 years ago, a man sent me a New Testament, the size of a checkbook. I don't have it with me. Size of a checkbook. And I thought, well, that's not very big. I'm going to try something. I read it through in 7 days. I read the New Testament through in 7 days. I've never had a week outside of my salvation that changed me as much as that. I bet if you'd spend a week with Jesus, you'd never be the same again. And the closest thing you can do to that is spend a week, read the New Testament. It's about 30 chapters a day. If I said I'd pay you $100,000, I bet you could do it. Which should we love, Jesus or money? We ought to love Jesus more than money. And then, that was five, 6 years ago. And now, after that, I read it through every month. I've just finished. I've got a few more chapters. I'll finish the New Testament. The 63rd time I've read the New Testament through every month for 63 months. Spend time with Jesus, folks. Forget about me. Think about Jesus. Love him. Spend time in the Word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time with the Lord. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Pray for amazing grace. And pray for one another. Heavenly Father, thank you for this church, this time. May your perfect will be accomplished in every life. May every one of them know beyond a shadow of a doubt of their salvation, and it's real. And may they love you more than they love money. May they love you with more than anything else in the world. May they spend time in the Word. Spend time in prayer. Send revival to their hearts. Thank you for the promise. If you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. God bless. In Jesus' name, amen.